song. We got you in Bristol by 11 o'clock. Parson Boone's was right on the spot. Sent me for a license and a terrible chop. It aggravated my soul. We stayed all night at Burr's Hotel to make people think we were something swell. Put it in the Bristol Herald, aggravating my soul. Some people think that marriage delights. You keep on courting till you bring it to sight. Then it is trouble from morning to night. Aggravates my soul. My soul.
That little tune is called The Parson Burrs Breakdown. It was written right here by Rushad Eggleston. So back to the Wayfaring Strangers for a second. One of my favorite singing partners is in that band, and she's been here the past 2 years. First with the Wayfaring Strangers, and then with the Mammals, who I know you guys heard. And she came back this year to be the Crooked Still tour manager. Please make her welcome to sing this next song with me. This is Ruth Miranda.
Hello, everybody.
So Ruth and I are sharing a hotel room in a... We have this, my new guitar, which is really beautiful, and her little baby Martin ukulele, which we think maybe we're made from the same wood. So cute, right? And I also have a baritone ukulele that's a slightly different color, but last night we lay them all out on the bed and just went,
nice.
Aww. After watching the amazing banjo television extravaganza, who saw that last night? David Letterman? Steve Martin, Tony Trischka, Bela Fleck, Brittany Haas, Michael Davis, and Skip Ward on Letterman. It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable. It was really good. I think there's some sort of unwritten quota for banjo music on network television. I think there's like every 10 years is a certain amount of banjo notes that can be played on the major networks. And I think last night they just sort of decided, all right, we're going to do the entire like 10-year, decade-long quota of banjo notes. And we're just going to make sure it all goes down just right. And they, Steve Martin, Tony Trischka and Bela Fleck played triple banjos on the David Letterman show, and it was at least 10 years worth of banjo quota on that station, and possibly even more, but it was good, it was worth it.
All right, here we go.